If you like our podcast, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Yes, and share it with your friends, please. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Super Chat with Kat and Nakia. Well, this is the end of our season two.
Yes, our season two of empowerment. We hope that you've enjoyed all of our amazing guests. It's been a really great season. I've learned so much.
Yeah, yeah. We thought, you know, Kat had this spectacular idea. We were like, how are we going to end our season? And, you know, our season has been very uplifting in so many ways, encouraging,
empowering,
but also it's been very eye-opening with a lot of things that have been going on. And at the end of our season, well, Kat and I both contracted COVID.
Best friends that have COVID together, stay together. We can't do anything apart.
Wow. And, you know, we thought it would be best to talk about our journey because we both experienced
very, very different
experiences when it came to COVID.
And that's the thing about this virus that's so mysterious is you don't know how it's going to affect you. And I think for Kia and I, it was the fear of the virus, actually, and the fear of what it was going to do that I think a lot of people collectively are afraid. You know, we've got this fear around what it's going to do to my body and how am I going to deal with this and what can I do to stop it? And so I feel actually now I'm through it a lot freer from that. It feels like I can let that go a little.
So when I'm going to take it back to the very beginning when I developed this cough, but it wasn't anything different. It's something that I experience often sometimes. And then I also have these allergies. They're very, very bad allergies.
I travel with her all the time and she does experience, I mean, she gets tired because her allergies keep her awake at night and the cough and the congestion, it didn't seem anything different.
Right, right. And so for me, I thought that it was possibly, you know, my allergies. And so when I woke up after traveling and I came back and I was like, I'm going to go get tested. And I went to...
Wait, back it up. You said you felt dizzy. That was something that was concerning you.
Oh, yes, yes. So when on our way back from our last signing, I was on the plane and this has never happened to me before. I was on the plane and I got so dizzy on takeoff. Like I felt like I had taken drugs and I was spinning.
Yeah.
And I grabbed Kat's hand. I remember I was sitting by the window and I grabbed her Kat's hand and I was spinning so, so badly that I felt like I was, I felt like I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
And it was just upon takeoff. And once we got to a plateau or whatever in the air, then it eventually went away. But I had experienced that twice because we had a layover. And so that was like where I was like, okay, this is not normal. So that was my first indication that something is not right. So Monday morning comes and I'm like, I'm going to go get tested. I have my mother-in-law who lives in the back house. I have my husband and my two sons. I need to know if I'm COVID positive. So I go and I get tested and they're like, so you're positive, just like that. And my jaw dropped and I thought they were lying to me. And then so many thoughts had gone through my head. Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be filming. I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be going to New York. I'm supposed to all of these things. But here's the clincher for me. They tell me that I'm positive. And then they say, okay, well, you'll be out of quarantine in 10 days. I can write something up for you for that. And if your oxygen level drops below 95, no, below 93, then come back. That was it. And I was like, can I get a chest x-ray? Because I've been coughing. I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, okay. Oh, yeah. We'll get you a chest x-ray. That's what he says. And then he's like, let's get some blood. Yeah, this is, because they were going to just let me go.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. That is really, I understand the hospitals are not wanting to be overwhelmed and they're sending people home, but to not give you any indication of things that you can do, because as we know, this virus can seem very mild and then all of a sudden it can turn on between day 5 and 10. A lot of people have a flip, and for them to not say, we're going to give you a Z-Pak and a steroid prescription if you need it, like to just send you up, that makes me mad. It really makes me mad.
So they checked my blood level and saw that my potassium was low. So they gave me 2 potassium pills and was like, oh, your chest x-ray came out fine. Come back if your oxygen level drops below 93. So
did you have an oxygenometer?
My mother-in-law has one.
Okay, that's
so
good.
That's the only way I was able to check my oxygen, unless I, go buy one. So I come home and I immediately call my specialty doctor. But for those of you that don't have a specialty doctor or a doctor that you trust, what do you do?
Right.
What do you do? Because I was at a complete loss.
Yeah.
And my son was COVID positive back in July, and the same thing happened to him. Mm. So I knew exactly what to do because of that. I was like, okay, these doctors aren't doing anything. I'm going to call my specialty doctor. I literally called the office and they saw my son the next day. No, mm-hmm. Actually, I think it was the same day. Mm-hmm. And gave us Z-Packs.
Yep.
Gave us IVs to try to fight this the COVID. Blood test out
so
the
what,
wingway.
Tell them what was in the IV. I mean, knowing he does a lot of things, but what was in the IV that you know of?
So I have a pre-existing condition called sarcoidosis. I've been in remission since 2008. So my situation is obviously different than other people's situation because I have scarring on my lungs. Don't know exactly how COVID is going to respond to me. The first couple of days I was like, not a big deal. I have this congestion. I'm going to be fine. I think it must have been like day 5 or so.
Mm.
I hit a wall.
Mm.
Where the fatigue had come over me like an umbrella curtain, the brain fog, the oxygen was, my oxygen never went below 93.
Did you feel like it was hard to breathe?
But it had become a little hard to breathe. Mm. And I remember being inside of the office, my doctor's office, and him looking at me and him saying, you need to go to the hospital and get Regeneron. We need to get you some Regeneron antibodies. And see, a lot of people don't know about that as well.
Monoclonal antibodies are a form of treatment that they use actually for cancer patients and other viruses. It's almost like they create a super antibody. I guess that's the way you would describe it. Not everybody can qualify for it, but thank the Lord, Nakia did. That can also cause extreme fatigue and have other symptoms, nausea and things like that. But it helps to almost like a supercharge to your body so that your immune system can like rev up and charge up. I guess that's the best. That's a very simple way of saying it. But
yeah, it didn't, for me, it didn't automatically happen like that. I went to the hospital. I told them my situation. They gave me the Regeneron. I was in there for a couple of hours through an IV. I was still fatigued.
Mm.
The next day, I was still fatigued. I went in daily for IVs. And the IVs had zinc. They had vitamin C. They had vitamin C, B12. They had
vitamin
all of the
D.
Vitamin D. They had all of the vitamins that I needed to help combat this COVID. And what it did was it would really build up my system. It would really help me help me fight it. But it was very, very hard, very hard. A lot of brain fog, a lot of feeling like not myself, no energy, running out of breath, walking up and down my stairs. My son had said to me, "Mom, are you okay? It's like you just ran a marathon." I literally had just walked up my stairs and I was like breathing like this. It was a very difficult time. This is another thing that people need to be aware of. COVID has blood clotting capabilities.
From the spike protein.
And I am on blood thinners as we speak, still, and it's been a month. Because I have clotting in my blood, and obviously they don't want me to have a pulmonary embolism.
Were you getting any cramping or any indication to you that there may be clotting problems before you did the test? The test is called a D-dimer. Highly recommend asking for that. Nakia encouraged me to do that, I'll share my experience in a little bit, but the D-dimer test, COVID, the spike protein causes clotting in your blood, and some people get it, some people don't. Actually, the same with the vaccine. Some people get clotting, some people don't. So this D-dimer test will show how much clotting is in your blood or how your clotting factors. And it's really important because you might not know. You might feel fine, and all of a sudden a clot can show up and goodbye. So
I'm still on blood thinners.
Yeah.
And
So answer the question, did you feel anything in your body, like cramping, any pains?
No, my legs felt very weak. I still get, and I was telling my parents actually this morning, I get tingling.
That's
from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I get tingling daily. It'll be there and then it'll go away. And I don't know if that's something that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life or if that's something that's temporary because of COVID.
Yeah.
But from my experience, and then I want Kat to share hers, ask for testing.
Yes.
Ask for a chest x-ray. Ask for your D-dimer test to find out about blood clotting. I literally... I feel like people, because if I didn't have the doctor that I do have, I would have been at a complete loss. I might not be here right now because he found inside of my blood clotting. If I didn't get on blood thinners right away,
who knows
what could have happened?
It's horrible.
But I feel like those that are told just to go home and come back, if your oxygen level is gone, people are dying at home from pulmonary embolisms, from blood clotting, from things like that because they don't know.
Right. They think because I think we've been kind of conditioned to focus on the respiratory part of the virus, but it's actually a virus of the blood. It's not, it does attack the lungs. It attacks other organs too, though. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different aspects to this virus. It's not just, we do see probably the more common side effects are respiratory. We're seeing pneumonia and people having tightness in their chest and stuff. But the clotting part is it's real and it's scary. So people do need to know that.
Yeah.
That needs to be checked. Yeah.
So what's your story?
So I often, Kia and I both have actually kind of made it a bit of a practice to get tested after doing signings or conventions, just to make people feel comfortable around us. Kind of started doing that when we got back into it, didn't we? Because of your mom-in-law and stuff. So I did a test on when we returned from our signing, and it was negative. And it was a rapid test. So a rapid test is an antigen test. Often, if you do it too soon, you will not test positive. So even though
I could be positive,
I didn't test positive at first. So I went on my merry way. I was like, woohoo, okay, off I go. I felt fine, nothing, and just kind of carried on with my life. And then I started, like maybe 5 days after that, I started getting a headache, like a stress headache, kind of in my sinuses, and kind of radiating behind my eyes. And I thought it was a sinus headache. And I felt like often this is another thing when we travel with conventions and stuff, we call it COVID crud because you around people and you kind of feel a bit run down from traveling. And so I just kind of attributed it to that. And so then that night I started getting a little sweaty. I'm also premenopausal. So I thought, oh, it's probably that.
Yeah.
But I said to Dan, I just feel a bit weird. And he's like, well, you're probably run down and, you know, I'm sure you're fine. Then on that, I was, when was that? So then the Sunday again, I had the headache again. And I was like, this headache doesn't
Dan
feel
is your
right.
husband.
Dan's my husband, yes. and he's always my, like, calms me down. Because I spin out sometimes. So then I was like, you know what, I'm going to have my whole family test just to be safe. And at this point now, I knew Nakia was positive. So I thought, maybe I have it. So I went and tested my whole family. We ended up doing a rapid PCR test. The PCR test is not always 100%, but it's more accurate than the rapid test. And three of us, my husband, my son, and I, all tested positive. My daughter was negative. So my daughter pretty much avoided us for the next week and came out. When she would come out around us, she'd have a mask on her face. Anything. My husband's like, look, if she's going to get it, she's going to get it. And I'm like, just let her do it, whatever she's comfortable with, you know. So by the time, so we took the test on the Monday, and we received our results by noon on Tuesday, but I knew I had it on Monday night because I lost my taste and smell. And I felt like, for me, that's a telltale sign that it's COVID. Not everybody gets that, but it's pretty common. Most colds and flus are not gonna take your taste and smell away. So this is what the protocol I did. Nikki and I actually have the same doctor, and I felt, one thing, my husband and I have done so much research on this virus and on protocols and things that can help your immune system. And we have been doing that for the whole time of COVID. I have been taking quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc consistently, along with it's a vitamin that my doctor actually created called Misery Magic, which has echinacea, olive leaf, all these other things that help with your immune system. I have been taking colloidal silver, which is like a natural antibiotic. I put two of those up my nose every day. and I also am going to say that the word that everybody is so against, ivermectin. The human form of ivermectin, I started taking it. My husband and I took it from day one of our symptoms. I took it for 5 days at my doctor recommended it, and he, you know, gives us correct dosage, and that is all very important. You need to be under a doctor's orders and not overdose yourself or take horse medicine. There's two different medications,
and yes, that needs to be known. There are two different medications. Ivermectin has been around since the 70s,
yes,
and has won numerous awards.
Yes.
But we're not going to focus on that.
It's actually one when you're becoming a doctor. It's one of the medications they have to memorize. That's how amazing this medication is. It's used for parasite infestation and scabies and lice and things like that. However, they've realized antivirals are very powerful against COVID. And so we started it immediately, onset of symptoms, and early intervention is so important with this virus. You have to start treatment right away, so before the virus has a chance to fully
take on
your body,
yeah,
right? So my symptoms were very different from Nakia's. I had that headache, which lasted 2 days. From there, it went into kind of a very mild congestion. I had brain fog like Nakia, and almost, we were talking about this the other day, you almost feel defeated, a little depressed, unmotivated, just everything feels like an effort. Like even just to watch a show, I was like, yeah. Just a bit like, about
your
everything.
Appetite is suppressed as well.
No appetite at all. All I wanted was cold, like
smoothies. Yep.
Smoothies. Yeah, I didn't have a taste for anything. And then I felt I didn't have fatigue. I didn't have that. What else? I think that's pretty much it. Oh, so on day five, which Nakia had a turn on day five as well, I started to feel a tightness in my chest. I was checking my oxygen every day, and my oxygen had been at 98 consistently. On day five, it dropped to 95. And I was like, keep an eye on that. I didn't feel like breathless like that, but I felt like a weight was on my chest, and I wanted to keep taking deep breaths.
You had gotten a albuterol as well.
I got albuterol on that day. So I called my doctor, and they gave me albuterol and a Z-Pak, and I started on day five with the Z-Pak. My husband
Let's
started...
Let's go back real quick.
Yes.
Because this is a different doctor that you're calling, not the one that we...
So this was just an urgent care doctor that I had seen when I tested.
And he was okay with prescribing you medicine.
Yes.
With no problem.
Yes, because they knew I'd tested positive for COVID. So she said, if you're having some trouble breathing, I will give you albuterol. You just have a couple of those whenever every 4 hours, but just helps open your lungs up.
So when you tested positive, mm-hmm. what did they say to you?
I did it through a COVID-19 testing bus. I didn't go to a doctor for that one.
Okay.
I had gone to her for my rapid test. And then my husband had gone and to see if he could get her to test him first. And she said, I don't want to do a rapid test on you. I'd rather you do a PCR test. But at her office, we wouldn't get results for 2 to 3 days. And so she recommended we go to this other site, that we could get it quicker. And I wanted to know. I really wanted to know because I wasn't sending my kids to school.
They were open to giving you whatever you needed.
Yes. Yeah.
So they didn't say that to me.
No.
They didn't say if you need anything, call.
No.
They just said come back if you're come to the hospital.
Right. Well, no, Dan immediately she gave him a prescription for a Z-Pak. When I spoke to her on the phone, she gave me albuterol Z-Pak, and she said, "Would you like me to write a prescription for prednisone?" And I said, "No, I feel fine. I just felt tight." And so she ended up, the albuterol really helped. And the Z-Pak by day two, I felt that weight was lifted from my chest. And I really... Okay. I really feel like for me, it was very mild. My son, honestly, I felt like all of us had worse colds. My husband gets sinus infections all the time that are way worse than what this was. I think the fear of it turning was more scary to me, and also seeing some of the things that you were going through were scary to me. I'm really glad I did the D-dimer test because that put my mind at ease about that part. Like, I could not worry about clotting. But I do attribute our particular experience to consistently doing our vitamins and our immune boosting for this whole time that COVID has been in our lives, and the ivermectin treatment protocol. I'm a huge advocate after doing it from my personal experience. So
and
my daughter never got it. So
is interesting because I know that we remember having a conversation about before COVID was known as COVID, if she possibly had COVID without knowing it was COVID.
Yeah. Well, back in 2020, in February 2020, before we kind of knew what this thing was, she had a really high fever and was having some trouble breathing. And we thought we were in Yosemite, so we thought maybe it was the altitude or something like that. And it lasted a couple of days, and then she was okay. And we really think it was COVID.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, well, the fact that all of you guys had it,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't get it.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
Yes.
So, guys, we really wanted to share our journey. This is our journey.
Mm-hmm.
This is our experience. I, too, have been on the ivermectin prophylactic, which I do believe also helped with my symptoms, also helped with me getting over it as I did, along with the supplements, the vitamins and everything.
Yes.
Our whole point in sharing this is just to share our journey. We are not telling you that you need to go out and do this or you have to go out and do that. This is our story.
Yeah.
Like it or love it or don't,
mm-hmm.
but this is our journey.
Yeah.
And our hope is that we could add some kind of, resources for you.
Yeah.
Like if you were to get COVID, please ask for testing, ask for the D-dimer test,
mm-hmm.
ask for a chest x-ray, make sure that your lungs are okay,
yes.
that you're not developing pneumonia. Ask those pertinent questions. Don't just go home and wait for anything to happen, because people do lose their lives from this.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of information out there, and I know it can be overwhelming, but there's a lot of doctors I've been following before COVID that for me have been very helpful in my health journey with my Hashimoto's disease and just helping me stay healthy. One doctor that I highly recommend is Dr. Jess, and she has so much information about just things that you eat and things that you can do just to help your system. You've got to help your body fight. Like, it's no point just sitting back and hoping that you don't get this, because the truth is we are all going to be exposed to COVID and you don't know how it's going to affect you. So help your body fight. Help your body do what it's supposed to do. You know, there's Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Jess, Dr. Lisa. I follow all these people and they have so much great information. So, you know, do your research, help yourselves, protect your families, you know, stay as healthy as you can so that when you are exposed to this, you can fight.
And you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yes.
You can do this. And we just thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Thank you. We really appreciate all of your support and hope that this season has been inspiring and uplifting to you, that you've grown and learned and laughed with us.
Yes. And please share our podcast with as many people as you can. And
yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on Super Chat
with Kat and Nakia.
Bye.